Cutting Glass.
Cutting Glass. Hello, Patreonis.
Hello, Patreon.
Shalom, Jackie.
Shalom. Bow say shalom.
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 Shalom, motherfuckers.
Whose phone was that? Someone's getting a fine. Is that you? Oh.
Mighty fine.
Oh, my lord.
Oh, lordy, there's a fire.
She said, yeah. I said, no. Have you seen that one?
No.
No.
Someone's barbecuing that woman who gets caught in that fire in that like live interview.
Oh, yes.
I heard some popping.
Then I smelled chicken.
Oh. Racist.
Why?
For smelling chicken?
I don't think that's...
That was a black accent I was
when
doing.
When you walk into Nando's, you don't go, I smell poultry.
No, but if I saw
because
a black person,
calling
instantly
a,
went,
calling
chicken.
A racist.
Chicken. I'd be mildly offended.
They'd
anyway.
Probably look at you like you're some sort of smackhead.
Yeah.
Well, if it's any consolation...
Niall shit the bed.
Okay, well, literally. That's not where I was going.
Literally shit the bed.
Straight in, no kissing.
Yes.
But, yeah, apparently Niall did shit the bed.
Apparently.
He wasn't
Adam was really annoyed because he was obviously beside him.
Yes.
Apparently being the operative word.
And apparently he shit after Bulger's Willy was in him.
Well, it left me fucking gapping. That's why.
No, this has gone a little bit off track.
A little bit off sheet.
Yes. You did sheet for sheet, though,
didn't
you?
I did. Anyway, yeah. Let's move on.
Okay.
Let's not. No, shit his pants. Legitimately.
No, I'd sleep naked. You sleep naked, didn't you?
I'd wear boxer shorts.
Oh, do you? John?
Oh, no. Full shebang.
Full naked?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, put it there.
It's always really disconcerting at the moment when the boy wakes up in the middle of the night.
And you have to meet swing in there.
And I get up to go and help, and I'm like, there's something...
Yeah, I feel like I should put something
I'm gonna
on.
I'm going to go and put boxes on before I pick the child up. I'm gonna put boxes on before I pick the child up. I just can't, no.
Did they go for your nip thinking that you're... Because you've got...
No.
Did you not? I thought it was
no,
quite a common.
Because,
Dada?
No, because babies have a very acute sense of smell.
Oh, you don't smell
he
like
mummy.
He
knows which titty to go for, basically. And it's not the hairy ones.
When he was about, I don't know, probably 7 or 8 weeks old, we went to my next door neighbour's barbecue, and his sister-in-law is very pregnant, or was very pregnant. She's now very, very pregnant.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I thought she'd very had the kid.
No. But she was very pregnant, so obviously she had quite a full bosoms.
Oh, yeah.
And
tits
was full of milk.
And she was like, oh, can I hold Archie? Yeah, fine, yeah.
He's there like, where's that titties at?
Archie had been on another mum that was like cooing over him like they do. And then this mum passed him over to Charlie. And as soon as he got onto Charlie, he was like...
He was like a puppy.
Yeah, he was like a fucking bloodhound. He was... and then he's just like... trying to force his head downwards.
My man. Yeah. That is your son. Yeah. No DNA test required.
No. So, yeah, she didn't really get to hold him, to be fair, because...
He used to be going, Teddy!
Yeah.
Give me!
Yeah, basically that. He basically...
A rampant 7-week-old. Like, give me the tits!
I just got one tits.
He climbed on and went, yes, please. And then got really pissy because she was like, no.
That's not for you.
He's definitely a boy. Yeah. All he wanted was to give him some tits. Mm-hmm. She said, no, he got the narc.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
So, Niall.
Hello.
Noodle.
Holocaust.
Never heard of it. Never heard of it.
You said we were going to discuss it this time.
Oh, I hate discussing it, though, because I get judged so obviously.
And? This is behind a paywall, motherfuckers.
Yeah, but there might not be anyone to pay afterwards. Oh, got to say. I've got to tell you guys, and I do hate... I did think we weren't going to name any patrons. But the Taylor, the G-Man, Gareth Taylor, he's signed up as a patron.
Has he?
Top tier as well.
Get off.
Someone's flush.
Can't remember what it's called. You ain't gonna... No. Nice tier, but no. I think it's I sure am tier.
Something like that, yeah.
It's nice tier, Bill. Then it's, you ain't going to make that tier, boy.
I didn't know he listened.
I didn't know he listened. I don't think he did
apparently
listen.
He does. Apparently
well, maybe he does. Even he might not even listen, but just wants to support anyway.
Well, thank you, Tim the Tall Man Taylor.
Gareth.
Yeah, but Tim the Tall Man Taylor is...
Lots of T's. Dennis Taylor. Who's Dennis Taylor?
Darts player.
No.
Snooker player.
Yes. Who's Phil the Power Taylor?
A snooker player.
No.
A golfist.
New. He plays with them Arrows.
And who's Tim the Tall Man Taylor?
I don't know who that is.
He's a wrestler, isn't he?
Really?
Is he a wrestler? I don't know.
No, that's Giant Haystacks you're thinking of.
Tim the Tall Man Taylor from the... Oh my goodness, boys.
John, you haven't even seen the film Cars. So
nah,
fucking...
fuck that. Cars for kids.
Cars for kids.
I saw...
Sorry, we're eating Canadian snacks. Thank
still,
you, Timothy.
Thank you. Thank you, Timothy.
Well, still, there's fucking...
I saw on the
can
way
I open
here...
open these, please?
If you want. I thank saw you. On the way here, Benny Bass, Biscuit Bass.
I like the bass. I like the Benny Bass.
You must have seen...
In his 325 estate.
The programme.
Nice.
Home Improvements with Tim
oh,
Allen.
Oh, that's where it's
yeah.
from.
Yeah. Well, that's his...
Tim
that's
the
his character.
Taylor.
Tim oh, the Tool Man Taylor. He's not actually called Tim Allen in the show.
No, Tim Taylor is called.
Yeah, Tim the Tall Man Taylor.
Oh, okay.
Anyway. Holocaust. Talk to me.
Basically, we talked about conspiracy theories, yes?
Yes.
Get. Stop stealing my sweets.
Even the Canadian wine gums are shit.
Yeah, they can't do them properly. They're too hard, didn't they? Mm. They're a bit... What's the other ones called?
The
hard
fuck, are they?
Hard fuck by. I need to turn myself up, I think.
They're a little bit like a fruit pastel.
Mm, no.
Let's have a go.
Anyway, we talked how 9/11 is an inside job.
Mm.
Kind of a fact, almost, isn't it? Almost to the point where you're stupid if you don't believe that.
Yeah.
You know?
I think we talked about this, though, as well. There's levels of...
See, you're doing it already.
What?
Sort of disbelieving and not being open-minded.
How am I not being open-minded?
Don't know, just got a vibe that you weren't...
Well, no, what, like I said last time, there's the whole... They put planes in CGI.
And the whole
it's an inside job. You know, there's the two levels.
Oh,
of...
Okay, I'm with you, sorry. I think there's levels to actual conspiracy theories as opposed to levels within a conspiracy theory.
Right, yeah.
So, yeah. So, like I said, that's just common knowledge. The Titanic thing, again, kind of common knowledge. If you know about it, it's kind of in those circles. It's not like, you don't fucking believe that, do you? It's not like that at all.
No, Leonardo DiCaprio died on that ship.
But the...
Brad Pitt.
Whichever one you think it was.
Brad Pitt was in your version.
Yeah.
But the Holocaust, as I prefer to call it.
Fucking hell.
So basically...
Tinfoil hats at the ready, please.
Yes,
yep. Anyone with a sensitive disposition,
turn
unlucky.
Off now.
Go fuck yourself.
Unfucking lucky.
Fuck yourself.
We'll have no snowflake reel on this, thank you.
Yeah, to be honest, we don't really have snowflake listeners, do we?
No.
I don't think so, no.
We'll find out soon,
won't we?
They're paying for this. Anyway,
Remember now, words of violence these days.
Yeah, well, you found out. Internet words with violence.
Oh yeah, the Facebook police. Turns out it's the actual police.
Yes. Anyway.
Cunts.
I'm of the mild belief that the Holocaust wasn't quite as bad as we are led to believe it is. Now there's people out there that will deny the Holocaust in its entirety.
There's too much evidence to deny it entirely.
Yeah.
Far too much evidence.
But I'm of the other understanding that it is nowhere near as bad as we are led to believe.
History is written by the victors, as you said to me last time we talked about this.
It is. History is written
Words
by the
hard.
Winners. History is written by the winners, as the saying goes. And now, the problem is the Holocaust is quite a touchy subject. It was one of the worst things to happen in the history of man.
Is it the biggest genocide in modern history?
No, there's other Pol Pot, whatever the fuck he was called, didn't he do like 27 billion people because he had glasses on?
27 billion?
Something like that.
Are you sure?
Okay.
Not quite that many. So you Google highest genocide.
Oh, Jesus. Well, I'm going to get the Facebook police around again.
It was God, technically. I think
he's looking for genocide.
So basically, we all know the figure of 6 million Jews were exterminated. Now, one thing I will say from the very off, the way the Jewish people were treated, horrific.
Well, it wasn't even just the Jews, was it?
No, it wasn't. It was homophobic, it was gypsies, Romanies. Gypos, Romanies.
You know. Anyone who wasn't blonde-haired and blue-eyed. Basically. Anyone with a physical deformity.
Yeah, I mean, we'd all be fucked, really.
I'd have been really fucked.
Well, you lot might have been.
Oh, you're a bit Aryan, aren't you? You're a bit grey now, though.
You're a bit grey in these days.
You would have hoped it happened a few years ago.
Yeah.
When you were still blonde.
Just a little bit obese is all. By a little bit, I mean morbidly.
My brother always says to me, do you hear the word morbidly a lot?
Because that's a Stewie Griffinism, though.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Because it's not ever associated with anything else, is it, the word morbidly? Are you all right? You seem a bit morbidly... obese. You.
The Cambodian genocide came in number 4 in modern.
Who's that? That's that Pol Pot, was it?
Yeah.
That's number 4. How many?
Well, there's lots. But
no, how many people? I mean, you fucking good.
Lots. low estimate 1.3 million. High estimate 3 million. This is Wikipedia,
so not could, 37 billion.
Could be complete bollocks. Whereas number one on the list is the Holocaust.
Oh, is it?
It really is. Lowest estimate, 4.2 million. Highest estimate, 7 million.
7 million. Now, there's a lot of... Well, 6 million is a figure that's normally thrown around. Yeah. Again, I want to go back to my point of what happened was terrible. It was a horrible thing. And I don't wish to be so throwaway with some of my comments. This is just what I believe. There is a lot of question marks around the 6 million figure. It worked out they'd had to they have to kill something like in the course of duration of the war, or at least whilst the concentration camps were happening and all the rest of it. Something like 10,000 people every day, 365 days a year. All day, every day, basically, to be able to do that many.
Didn't they... They didn't start killing people immediately, did they?
It was like, I think it was we're going to war with Poland. Let's kill some Jews.
Hitler was like, well, we need to get rid of the Jews. But I haven't worked out how to do it yet, so we'll just put them in camps until we work out how to do it.
I think even the camps took a while. It took a few years into the war to happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then eventually, like a year and a half in, they thought, oh, I know what we'll do.
Yeah, let's... I don't know, I'm bored, really. Should we... Fuck it, let's kill him.
Yeah.
But apparently...
so that number would have to be even higher again if they weren't...
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. In the 6 years, that's a million a year.
Yeah.
The 365 days. I mean, do that. Do 1 million divided by 365.
You got a phone, haven't you?
Oh, I'll do it then.
I'll do it. Let's all do it. Keep talking.
Okay, cool, thanks. Can you do 1 million on a calculator? We need to record this because the face he just pulled at me there was to say, shut up, you fucking idiot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just saw John tap a load of zeros. How many?
2,739.7260273972
So from the day the war started, the day the war started to the day the war ended, they had to kill 3,000 people a day, every day, for 6 years. Okay? I mean, difficult, I guess, isn't it?
I don't know. It depends how big the gas chambers were.
Yeah, but even then, I mean, logistically. I mean, not easy. Anyway. But anyway, there's been a lot of question marks hanging around this 6 million figure. How? Where's it come from? How do they do it? Da, da, da. And also, there was some... I mean, I probably should have done a load more research into it, but that was one of the things. Also, the concentration camps, or work camps, as they were called.
Yeah.
The gates over...
You mean the ones where the likes of Siemens and Mercedes and were benefiting from the...
Hugo Boss.
Cool uniforms,
Bastards, but they look good doing it.
Yeah, coolest looking... monsters you've ever seen. Yeah.
Definitely. The gates over Auschwitz, there's a German...
Was it Work Will Set You Free?
Work Will Set You Free, yes.
Turns out it didn't.
work will set you free. Because they were work camps. They were basically sent to horrific conditions. They were crammed in, the food was shit, blah, blah. It was basically like a crap Butlins.
But they, or a good Butlins.
It was Pontins. Yeah, or a good no, it was a good Pontins is what it was.
Yeah.
Breen Sands Pontins. That's what it was.
Yeah.
There's semen on the sheets.
There's shit in mine.
Jesus Christ.
So, I love how you just come out with, no, shit the bed, really. So, I shouldn't have had this. Hang on. Yeah, what are you googling?
I'm just looking.
Not what?
Looking at Holocaust videos.
Oh, wank all that later.
No. So, keep talking. It's your best asset.
I had to get through that wine gum. Get it away from me. So yeah, they were. I believe they were work camps with horrific conditions.
Yeah.
People died. People were treated badly. It was horrible. But they weren't just sent there to be killed or exterminated, basically, as we're led to believe. Mm. I've been to a concentration camp. And I went into it open-minded, of course. I had no intention of upsetting anybody or saying anything I shouldn't. I was there to learn. I was there to be educated. I was there to be shocked and horrored, basically, for want of a better phrase. And even the bloke who was doing the tour...
Didn't compare to a night out in Bridgewater, though, did it?
I was very well prepared. I knew how to handle sort of despair and horror. But even the guy doing the tour, it just there's so many things that, with an open mind, I thought, that seems a bit full of holes. A bit full of holes. Like he said, oh, you may notice in all the pictures that everyone's wearing shoes and quite nice clothing. That wasn't the case. That was just, they were posing for these pictures. And they were made to wear nice clothes and new shoes. In actual fact, when there was no one around to take any pictures for us to prove it, they were barefoot and they were wearing strings and everything else. And you think, okay. So the day someone turned up to take a picture, they went, quick, put some nice clothes on. So you look like you've been treated all right. But when there's no one around, it's all a bit, shoes? No. And there was all sorts of other things. And look into it. Genuinely, if you're interested in conspiracy theories, look into it. There's a bloke called David Icke. Is it David Icke? No, David Irving, he's called. He's been jailed 3 times because of his Holocaust denial.
Right.
Which seems odd in countries in a world of free speech.
Yeah, but we increasingly don't have
free speech. No, this was a while ago,
we certainly
though.
Don't in this country.
Well, we do.
Not really. You can't...
Offend people, no.
I think you should be allowed to offend people, though, because words are only fucking building. Words, aren't they? At the end of the day.
Yeah, but I think that's a very open statement. That's a very open statement, because it's one thing for me to offend you by saying I don't like your car.
Yeah.
But for me to offend you based on your race, your ethnicity, your body image, your... anything.
You fat, bold fuck.
Yeah, but...
It's only fucking words, isn't it?
Yeah, but you would get offended and not... Offended is...
If some random... This is the difference, though, as well. This is the difference, is that you and I, and Niall...
We...
And most of the people we know, if a random person you've never met before comes up and... is abusive towards you, he's going to get one of two things. He's either going to get a shitload of abuse hurled back at him.
Or a black eye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or both.
And that's the difference. You're not going to phone the police, and I'm not going to phone the police.
No.
And Niall's not going to phone the police. Mainly because of his county lines issues. Yeah. But
and the fact they got him on speed dial anyway.
Yeah. But
we found him, he's phoned us. Idiot.
What a mong.
Nonetheless, there will be a lot of people that wouldn't be able to stick up for themselves. And at that point, when you're just belittling someone, I mean, what are you gaining from it?
The problem is the world is full of arseholes.
Yes, it is.
You'll always run into arseholes.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, what you're doing. You'll always run into arseholes. If you're going to run off to the police and say, words of violence, or if I feel unsafe because somebody said something you don't like. If they come and battered you, fair enough. or they're physically abusive or physically threatening, fine, but words are not violence. That's something that's happened through the West becoming very soft, I think.
Yeah.
Because you go back to your grandfather's generation, or even your dad's generation, they just have a fucking scrap.
Oh, yeah, but that's...
But the scrap is the result of the words.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they're not going to sit there and try and campaign for safe spaces and all this bollocks, are they?
It's not the words
that bother
you.
It's what they do now, though, isn't it?
Yeah. It's not the words that get you, though. It's their reaction to it.
I suppose, but... I don't know, people are too fucking soft now.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, they are. Myself. But, you know, words...
Far too quick to be offended by stuff and expect people to give a fuck.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like I've said before, and this is a big problem for a lot of people. It's the offended on behalf of somebody else is
the
bigger problem.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Because literally
BLM brought a lot of that out, didn't it?
Yeah.
There were so many what you might call privileged white people, because it's something they like, the term they like to sort of sling around, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Privileged white people getting offended on behalf of black people who don't have a problem with anything that's going on. You know, they might be... have a perfectly normal sort of life. They don't live in an inner city fucking shithole. They're not having that problem. But they're offended on their behalf because somebody said something that they don't like.
Mm.
And they're like imprinting it on somebody else.
Yeah. No, it's true.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. Anyway, we've gone off the topic.
We have gone off topic.
We have.
That's
yeah.
The whole point.
We haven't got a topic, remember?
Yeah.
You can't go off it if you don't have one. Yeah, David Irving is the guy. It's very difficult to find anything about him on the internet. And I find it an interesting subject because I'm very open-minded when it comes to conspiracy theories and the rest of it, and always have been. And I remember the first time I was told that this was even a thing. And I was shocked. I was like, what? I was like, is he fucking... Because my dad told me about someone he knew that, you know, sort of was interested in it. And I was like, is he fucking stupid? And he was like, no. I was like... Well, why is he...
Sorry, what was his viewpoint? Was he...
He was passing on, the same way that I am, passing on the information that there's people out there that deny the Holocaust, or whatever.
Or sceptical.
Sceptical, yeah.
Right.
And I was like,
okay.
Is he fucking nuts? But I was like, no. And I was like, well, like, how can you even say that? It's like telling us the sky isn't blue, do you know what I mean? Or the sun isn't shiny, or whatever, or hot. You know what I mean? He was like, well, why is it? I went, what? He went, well,
because a textbook at school told me so.
Yeah, how do you know? I was taught it. Yeah, but you're taught a lot of things that you now know aren't true.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, true with the Holocaust, though. And he was like, well, but what's so different about that? And I assume it's, well, again, it's a part of history that we've always just have just believed to be true. At that point, I'd not heard about it being not true. And I mean, even the Titanic, when I first heard about the Titanic, I was like, what? They swapped a ship over because they crashed another one and it was insurance. What?
Yeah.
No. And you start to look into it and you go, oh, I mean, that pretty much as good as happened as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, that strangely checks out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I was exactly the same with the whole Holocaust thing.
John's playing footsie with me.
Oh, jealous.
You told me to stop fucking booting you.
Your boot, I don't mind footsie. Footsie's nice. Cute, isn't it?
Anyway.
That's almost the gayest thing that's ever come out of your mouth.
No,
get off
of
my Forrest Gump magic.
Oh,
mix.
Sorry, yeah, you got your mong feet out, haven't you?
I'm not a smart man.
But I know what love is. I've been saying that for 2 weeks, by the way.
You're welcome.
But yeah, so I was very much in shock. I couldn't believe it. And then when I started to look into it a little bit more, I thought, actually, there's legs to this. And I basically went for the same thing with everybody else. I've had good friends of mine, people who are open to conspiracies, I'll bring him up now and he won't listen. James, Judas. Mm. He listens to the same conspiracy theory podcast that I listen to. Mm. Very open-minded. And he basically told me to shut up. Like, got narky almost.
Yeah.
You're just talking shit now. You're just talking shit. Shut up. I don't even want to. And I was like... And that obviously made me want to go more. Because the fact that I thought, you're being so close-minded compared to normal.
Yeah.
And he's... Believe it, he's not Jewish. You know what I mean? So I don't
know...
Are you
sure?
Well, he spends money like he is.
He's Amish. Judging by his beard.
He's living in an Amish paradise.
R.I.P. Aculio. But yeah, he's
that was
just,
sad demise.
That was
sad
demise.
Now,
yeah.
Well, yeah, but no. But yeah, completely shot me down. I was having none of it, despite the fact, like I said, listens to a conspiracy theory podcast like I do.
I think it's because what we've all been taught about it is so fucking horrific.
Yeah.
It's almost, if you want to take the skeptical viewpoint, it's almost they've overdone it so that it doesn't happen again.
Yes.
Maybe. That's the theory, maybe. I don't know.
It was almost a bit sort of, this is the most horrific thing you'll ever hear about and nothing will ever top this.
Yeah.
That's how it was sort of sold to me at school. It was sort of like a real big thing.
When I was at school as well.
And we were like, no, you know, calm down, everyone. Just listen. Because what we're about to talk about now is deeply upsetting. And then when you go through, you think, okay, oh, wow, 6 million. Yeah, call Christ. But, I mean, it varies. I mean, there's so many different levels to it. Obviously, the 6 million figure, you know, is debatable. I mean, it even stretches as far as it being orchestrated by the Jewish religion. Because they're quite a very, 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 very powerful religion, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
One of the most powerful. And a lot of their... How can I word this without sounding horrific? A lot of their ethos is based around woe is us, woe is us.
We survived the Holocaust, yeah.
Feel sorry for us. I mean, in general anyway, not just the Holocaust, just in general. They're very much sort of, oh, have pity on us, sort of religion. In actual fact, it's like the opposite, no.
They've kind of been given permanent victimhood almost from it.
And also, yeah, especially from that as well.
Yeah.
And the thing is, well, people have said to me in the past, I've actually...
It's just peculiar how it pans out, isn't it?
I don't actually like talking about this. You can probably tell because I'm sort of bits on... it didn't happen. Because
John's just sitting there like, I'm not getting involved in this shit.
He keeps getting his calculator out. Alright. Make more noise, please. Yeah, so people come at me with all these different... But what do you mean it didn't happen? This, that, and the other. And so many people say to me, oh, you know, what about... You know, I in school we had a Holocaust survivor come in and talk to us. Mm. And I was like, it's a bit... You know, my reading into it, that's sort of like they talk about it as the mob mentality. You're sort of told, oh, you went through this and you went through that and it must have been really bad. And you don't want to go, nah, not really.
I don't know. I think it would depend on how old they were. If they were...
Well, yeah, if they're 25, I would sort of ask some questions.
No. But what I mean is if they were...
25 at the time.
Yeah, or if they were 25 at the time.
Five at the time.
There's going to be two very different recollections. Because I can't really remember what happened when I was 5 years old. Admittedly, I didn't get stuck through a concentration camp, but...
No, but if you've been told, oh, by the way, when you were 5, this happened to you.
Yeah, I suppose.
And then you went to a school and people wanted to talk to you about this thing that you'd been through. And the thing is, now this sounds really horrific, but you know if you tell a lie, you tell a lie enough times you start to believe it.
Mm.
You know, I'm not saying they're lying, but if you're told, by the way, this happened to you when you were 5 years old. Mm. You know, it's very sad, it's very this, very that, but this is what happened to you when you were 5. So you understand what you're saying, you should almost put more... But then when you grow up, you're going to grow up assuming that did happen because you were told by loved ones, by family, by friends, that this did happen to you.
You're saying you put more sort of faith in an account from somebody who was, say, 20 or 25.
Oh, of course, yeah.
When they were in the camp.
But I also feel...
Which makes sense, to be honest, because you're going to remember that. you're going to remember that. Jesus
so, like, here's, I've always tried to work out a best way to describe this, but here's an example, okay? Obviously, on the door, I get involved in all sorts of sort of violent sort of situations and scraps and fights, whatever you want to call them, okay?
Knocked out by pensioners.
Yes, that. Don't forget women.
Oh, yeah, and, 70-year-old women.
She wasn't 70. You're mixing up the two there. You're doing what a Holocaust survivor does.
Fucking hell.
See?
Fucking hell.
This is what I mean.
Look at John's face.
This is what I mean, though. This is what I mean about this subject. If I said that about 9/11 or the Titanic...
Well, the Titanic, I'd be even more impressed with.
What, they're still alive?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be quite impressive.
That's just shit on you, because joining us tonight...
It's Brad Pitt!
She's got no legs!
It's Lieutenant Dan.
She lost her frostbite.
Lieutenant Dan, you ain't got no legs. Anyway. Before I dry out my sea legs. Anyway.
Fuck's sake.
Yeah, so I get involved in a scrap, and sometimes I turn up and I don't really do a lot because I don't need to because it's already being handled. And then one of the guys said to me, fucking hell, mate, that punch you threw at me, boy, fucking fair play. And I go, I didn't throw a punch at anyone. They go, yeah, of course, yeah, wink, wink. You didn't throw a punch at anyone, did you? And I go, no, I didn't. And then they go, mate, you should have seen the fucking punch at Noel through. Fair play to the bloke. And you start to, yeah, well, you know, got it in me and I, because... You've tried to deny it. They're not having it. You think, well, I might as well fucking take credit for it then. Do you know what I mean? And then after a while, you start to...
What he's doing is likening a night out on the door in Bilgewater to...
There's something that didn't happen.
To Auschwitz.
Possibly.
Wow. Don't think they're the same thing, mate.
I don't know. You've been out in Bridgewater? I've got Auschwitz.
Fucking hell.
See, you're giving it... Oh, fucking hell. How many ridiculously offensive things have we said off-air?
Quite a lot.
We said about five before we hit go on the mic.
Well, yeah.
But you're not offended.
I'm not offended, no.
No, heaven forbid, because of the discussion we had a minute ago. But you're recoiling at what I've just said, which you have never done.
Yeah, I suppose.
And that is what I find so interesting.
Public forum, isn't it? Or semi-public forum, I guess.
Well, if you're paying.
If you're paying.
But that, honestly, that is honestly what I find so interesting about this whole Holocaust thing, is let's just take you as an example. Very rarely do you recoil at anything I say or anyone says. Sometimes you do, but you're laughing at the same time.
Yeah.
That was borderline genuine shock from you then.
Yeah.
Your reaction to what I just said.
Yeah, I suppose.
Which, no other racist terminology. You told a racist story earlier, which we're not going to repeat. At work? And you were looking around for someone?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
That was a funny story. Funny story. He's laughing now, just thinking about it.
Oh,
see,
dear.
We do that and we say all sorts of fucking horrific shit. I said some horrific stuff earlier. What was it?
John
I said?
Comes out with some fucking. So about
a baby, wasn't it? A Fritzel. Yeah. Talk about Fritzel.
Well, okay. We'll go with talking about Fritzel. Yeah. Fangirling would be closer.
Yeah, Josef Fritzel is Niall's hero.
So, you know,
he's just trying to work out how he can build a sex dungeon under his rented house.
Without them noticing.
Without anyone knowing.
Robbed, say nothing. But, again, we said all of that off air. And there was nothing but laughter.
Yeah. Well, John pulled a face.
You were mildly offended. All right, from you.
I recoiled a lot. Yeah.
But there was nothing, it was nothing but laughter from you. But then I say something in comparison to what we said off air. That was mild, what I said, that made you recoil.
True. I think, that's like you say, it's sort of programmed into you a little bit, isn't it?
It is, but honestly, that is my fascination. If I believe it or not, if I think they're talking shit, if I think it's disgusting or not, it's the genuine reaction from people. Because I had the same reaction. I was shocked.
Yeah.
I thought my dad's friend, who I consider to be one of the brightest, cleverest guys I know, I thought, he just went right down on my estimations because he thought that. And I was like, what a fucking mong. And as soon as my dad started to, you know, say a few things... I was like, hey, well, actually, now you say it, yeah, I think you might be right. So that's why it interests me.
Yeah.
And that's why I brought it up.
Yeah, because fair enough.
You know, the listeners at home or at work, whatever it is they may be doing, I want a boat if your name's Magum Sel Girilana.
Yeah, you might be tying some boats up listening to this.
Yeah. Welcome, by the way, Michael.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm sure they were going, what the fuck? That is weird to say.
Yeah.
But it's not weird to say.
It's controversial, that's for sure.
Yeah, but it's not weird to say that... 9/11 was an inside job.
There's going to be people who disagree with you on that.
It's very hard, isn't it? Because obviously, the Americans are incredibly
careful. We've
patriotic.
Got a
patriotic.
Okay, good.
And steadfast to the American flag.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Yeah, they are.
And
yeah,
all
are,
of that
yeah.
stuff, and they really are.
Less so these days, but a lot of them still are very patriotic
as a nation. Still.
Oh yeah, in general, yeah.
Leagues ahead.
And you try and be patriotic over here and you're just called racist.
Yeah, that is true. You're liking those nibs, aren't you?
No, I'm just eating them.
Well, that's what I was doing with those, what are they called?
Wine gums.
No, I did eat one of them. Bulge, be a lamb. Huh? All right, John, you do it then. What are they called?
Twizzlers gummies.
Kim, bring some of those back with you.
Yeah, they were actually all right. Don't bring the nibs. The nibs are shit. I'm about to eat all of them.
You can keep your nibs.
what were you saying?
I'm sexy and
Americans
patriotic.
Oh,
that's it.
Yeah. So the thing
I'm
with
sexy,
9/11.
No.
No, you're definitely not sexy.
The thing with 9/11 is that
9/11.
If you
only 11, I said you've done more than that.
If you were to say a lot of that stuff,
Sorry, Niall just lifted his shirt and shook his guts.
He just did the truffle shuffle.
He just did the truffle shuffle at us. Just if you're wondering why we can't speak. And what that weird noise was.
Do you know the worst bit is?
Oh, bulge.
It was that noise, wasn't it? His guts went up and down.
Was I was gnawing on a very juicy Starburst. So while she went, sorry about the noise, I was going in the background. John, sorry. So,
carry on, Jonathan.
Because there are so many very patriotic Americans, if you were to tell them that 9/11 was an inside job, they would lose their fucking shit.
Yeah, gotcha.
Because Al-Qaeda and Bin Laden.
Bin Laden! Yeah. Laden!
Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
The more you look at it, the more I think of it as it was just an excuse to go into the Middle East and nick some shit.
Well, it was the modern day Reichstag building.
At the time, again, it was a bit like.
See, you're not as daft as I look, am I?
That's pretty fucking daft.
How is it?
Look at the state of you.
Oh, I thought you meant what I said.
Oh. No, it's. I don't know.
Cool.
It's just fucking mad, isn't it? What they. Seeing it on telly as well at the time.
What, 9/11?
Yeah.
Well, that's everything, because 9/11 was very much captured for the nation to
very
see.
Very much televised.
And dissect as well.
Yeah.
Holocaust, not so much sort of filmed for, you know, for news purposes at the time, was it?
Not really.
You know, cameras weren't quite so popular in 1945.
Mm. But it's obviously I think the problem is with your.
Your mic looks too high, by the way.
Okay.
You later
well,
on.
Now you're too high.
I think you the problem on. Is with your viewpoint of the Holocaust.
Yeah, if you can call it that.
And how it would be received by very close-minded individuals.
Yep.
And I'm talking like bulge. Extremely close-minded.
Bulge, yeah.
Fuck off.
Oh, I'm offended you went earlier.
I think the issue is that a lot of people don't appreciate the fact that you're not saying that it didn't happen.
No, no.
And you're not saying that they didn't kill
millions
of people. Just not 6 million of people.
Yeah.
And
essentially, as you say, well, I think. Yeah, as you said earlier, it's history is written by the victors.
Yeah. And America, who turned up late and claimed victory. I mean, tell me I'm wrong.
No. Any film going that's come out of Hollywood, they won the war single-handedly,
and there from the start as well.
Yes.
You know, they didn't turn up 2 years from the end. But, yeah, it is written by the victors. And America had to and did do a very fantastic job of making Hitler and Germany out to be the worst axis of evil the world had ever seen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I mean, let's be honest, they are up there.
Why but are they up there, though? Because of the Holocaust?
Not necessarily just because of the Holocaust, just because of what they did to Europe and,
by extension,
the rest of the fucking world as
that's
well.
That's war.
Although trying to stomp into fucking Russia just before winter set in was a really bad idea.
Yes. I mean...
Good job, Adolf.
I'm a World War II nerd. Mm. And, again, the other problem is, as well, with...
You're going to tell me Stalin didn't murder all of his own people again now,
aren't you? No, he did. No, he did.
Yeah. He was definitely nutty enough to do that.
You can class me potentially maybe as a Holocaust denier. I am not. But you can all. I know. We'll go to 45 and knock it on the head.
Fuck it. Okay.
Well, time flies when you're having fun. Yeah, you can call me a Holocaust denier, but I'm not.
Holocaust denier.
But you can also call me maybe a Hitler sympathiser.
Whee!
But.
It gets worse.
It gets worse. That's also something. They don't go hand. Well, they do go hand in hand, but they don't. But it's more the fact of Hitler's. <All right.
laughs> Just misunderstood.
He was misunderstood. And he should have passed art and all this wouldn't have happened.
He was a deeply closeted homosexual.
Yeah.
Was he?
Probably.
Yes. He fucked his cousin.
Doesn't matter.
Eva Braun.
In the brown.
And?
Okay. Well, hang on. I didn't know
he was queer.
I've had
sex with women as well.
You mean your cousin?
I'm talking about being homosexual.
Now, why is he a homo, though? I didn't know he was a homo.
No, well, that's the rumour, isn't it?
Yeah. The other, there's another conspiracy
when we
theory
say rumour,
surrounding...
he used to get batty bummed man by his...
Well, isn't that meme, isn't there, of him holding a tit? Is that the one?
Oh, yes, yeah.
I'll put that up in the thing. That's gonna be the image of the...
Oh, no.
The Discord.
Of episode 4... In, on the Patreon, it's just going to be Hitler holding a titty.
So, there's also other theory about how Hitler escaped Berlin.
Oh, I've heard that one.
And
went
to Argentina and lived the rest of his life there.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah, but there's also people that say Elvis is still alive.
Although a lot of Nazis did end up in Argentina, didn't they?
They did, yeah. Because, as we found out on Top Gear...
Yeah, a little German town.
Basically, a little German town. And my favourite part is when James May's talking about it and how sort of they basically just came in after the war and just made this their home and completely changed it. And in the background, you just hear, na 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 na. And James May goes, yes, quite a sombre topic, but don't worry, Hammond's lightened it with his Lucucciaraccio horn.
That was such a good episode.
It was a fantastic episode, but that's not what we're here to talk about.
Yes.
All Hitler wanted was a cuddle. No, from a man. And a titty in his hand.
And his cousin's titty in his hand.
He basically... Which is odd, because he was Austrian. But he basically... Germany were made to pay severely for what they'd done after the First World War. And they were shrunk a lot as a country.
And he wanted Lebensraum.
Yeah, he did.
Living space.
Yeah. He wanted old Germany back. He thought it was a disgrace that the German people had this much of their country taken away from them, and what they left with was humiliating for the country. And yes, they should have been punished, but this was to the extreme, made example of, blah, blah, blah. So he basically said to Poland, can we have our bit back? Because you're not really using it. And Poland went, Nozicki, no. And they went, yeah, but come on, pal. And then they went to war. And he won and got that bit back. And then he went somewhere next.
France.
Takes it France.
Because France had been gifted bits of Germany in the... What was the treaty? Versailles?
Treaty of Versailles, yeah. Are you nodding sort of sarcastically? Or are you...
No.
All right, okay.
No, because I was about to say the Treaty of Versailles, and then you both said the Treaty of Versailles, so I thought I won't
I'll
say
nod
it
instead, then.
Yeah.
I won't say anything and ruin the rhythm. I'll nod. Oh, wait, Noel's brought it to the fucking forefront.
Yeah.
And that's what it was. And then basically it just went a bit nuts. He went a bit silly. Got a bit, well, I keep winning here. I keep fucking getting bits of
country. Let's go
Germany
and have
back
the Brits. Yeah. Oh no, there's water in the way.
Yeah.
France,
we're going to borrow this bit of...
we're going to borrow most of your... country.
Northern coastline.
Yes.
And lose
badly.
We'll
leave the Spanish alone because there's a fascist in there already.
And they're all asleep.
Yeah.
Throwing donkeys off buildings.
Yeah, they're all having a snooze.
They're all tired from all that donkey throwing.
Yeah. And bullfighting.
Yeah.
What else did he do? Oh, we'll leave the Italians alone because they've got Mussolini.
Yeah, we'll leave them the fuck alone.
Yeah, we'll leave them right alone.
Yeah, we won't fuck with them, actually. Yeah.
I'm a crazy Austrian failed art student who wants a penis in my face, but I'll leave Mussolini to it.
Yeah. We'll pretend we're not going to go and fight the Russians, but guess what? Just before winter, we're going to go and fight the Russians on their own fucking turf.
When they're in peak performance and we're too cold to operate.
Yes.
Ahoy!
A vast land. It's cold in here, isn't it?
And then we'll get the Japanese to go and poke the Yanks.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Which is a brilliant
idea. That's the bit I was about to say. And then I'm going to just make a quick phone call to Mr. Japan and say,
Mr.
Here, boss,
do you want to go and poke the Yanks with a really shitty stick?
Yeah.
See what happens.
I've got a foolproof plan.
Yeah. You go and bomb the shit out of Pearl Harbor and see what happens.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, but our bombs aren't ready. Use the planes.
But there's people flying them, though.
Yeah, just tell them it will honour their families if they die.
Oh,
yes. Et cetera, et cetera.
Oh.
Yeah, the worst thing they could have done, really, was poke the Yanks. Because they had all the money, all the resources, all the equipment.
All the patriotism.
All the patriotism, yeah.
Good hand
all of it
to have, I find.
Yeah.
John's rolling his eyes.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
There we go. We're at 45 now. But yeah. Basically, Hitler had good ideas, went a bit too far of it. In both war and genocide terms.
Yeah.
Let's just clarify that Niall said that.
Yeah, let's just say that we can slightly understand the want to get the country back. The bits of the country
that's admirable.
You know, that bit's okay.
The stomping around Europe like a mustachioed fucking superhero was not a good thing.
Not great.
Vertically challenged, mustachioed, semi-superhero.
You or Hitler?
No, Hitler.
Oh, sorry. I got confused then. Same person. We're at 45.
TTFN.
Thank you so much for listening.
Sorry about that. Cheers.
Yeah, sorry about that. I got it off my chest and now you can all hate me freely.
Yeah.
Well, behind a paywall. We do anyway. It's not free.
Minimum 24-month contract for the thingamabob.
Yeah.
Patreon. Subscription. That was the word I was actually looking for.
Subscription.
Titties.
Norks.
Bold say Hitler holding a titty.
Hitler holding a titty.
John say Hitler holding a titty.
His cousin's titty.
His cousin's titty.
And for me, Hitler holding a titty. Goodbye.
Bye.
Cheers then.